Hello, podcast listeners. This is your host, Ryan Ben Wyke, back with another episode of Ryan PR, Zom Podcast. This is episode 60, we're up to episode, 63? Which is going strong. And to start off the podcast, this is a funny thing that happened to me when I was at my other job on Thursday. I was working at Meijer, and there was a customer that was in, and he was, in the pharmacy section, so he was getting meds. And then he looks at me when he sees me standing by the door and he says, "I recognize you." And I was like, "How so?" He says, "I've watched a couple of your YouTube videos." And he's like, "And I'm a subscriber to your channel." I was like, "Well, I'm kind of honored that I actually got to meet a subscriber that lives in the same town as I do." He lives in Maribel and I'm on the borderline with Maribel. So, anyway, so we got to talking and I said, "Well," and he mentioned one of the videos I had put up. And he mentioned, he's like, "Yeah, you did a video talking about somebody leaving a cooler out in the parking lot so they could feed animals." Which, technically, Meijer is a privately owned company, and you're not supposed to leave garbage on the property anyway, so they considered that cooler being garbage. And so he said that was the most recent video he watched, but he said there's a whole bunch of other ones he has to get to. But I feel kind of honored that I got to meet one of my subscribers. And then today, I got 3 books, because I love reading, so it keeps me entertained. So I picked up 3 books at my job, today. I worked earlier today, 8 to 3, and then I took a little nap, and now I'm awake. So I picked up 3 books that would basically rouse my curiosity, and then I picked up 2 magazines, too, and I gotta get those out in my mom's car. So I picked up 3 books. One's called Classic Horror Tales, basically all different stories about horror stuff. And then I've seen the movie, but never read the book on this one, Les Miserables. I've seen, there's like a couple different movies. The one I saw was the one with Russell Crowe. It was more like a musical. So I got the book Les Miserables, and then this one called H.P. Lovecraft, who does a lot of similar stuff to what Stephen King writes. So I got those two. I'm also happy because LeBron James lost. The arrogant fucking queen needed to lose anyway, so now he's out. So now he's out of the playoffs, and I can rest happily now, knowing that he won't get his 5th ring. And baseball news today. Let's see. The Cubs haven't started yet, I don't think. Where am I at here? Let's see. The Tigers beat the White Sox 4-3. The Cincinnati Reds beat the St. Louis Cocksuckers 5-2. And then we have the Blue Jays beating the Astros 6-2. The Rays beat the Rangers 3-0. And I think this just came through. Let's see, the Phillies beat the Nationals 5-2. The Brewers beat the Diamondbacks 7-5, and the Twins beat the Royals 5-4. Let's see, the Cubs I don't think have started yet. Oh no, they just started, okay. They're in the bottom of the first. Let's see, we got Cole Stewart pitching. The Cubs just brought him up last week. The Cubs have a couple people on the disabled list. One of the pitchers, Trevor Williams, had his appendix, I think, removed or something like that, so he's out for a while. So Cole Stewart will fill in until Trevor Williams gets back. Let's see. Rotation for the Cubs today. You got Jock Peterson, Chris Bryant, Javier Baez, Rizzo, Contreras, Hayward's back, Patrick Wisdom, Eric Sogard, and Cole Stewart all playing in the game today for the Cubs. That's a good thing. I was updating my musical playlist the other day. I got, I'll show you recently what I put in my So yeah, I also have Alice in Chains in there. I also have Alice Cooper, Ozzy Osbourne. I said, hell, it's kind of cool to just have that stuff in there. And then, of course, me and my mom have to do some running around on Monday because it's kind of hard to shop for a parent who basically needs a wheelchair. And basically, whenever you got to go somewhere. And what's bad enough is that we went to three different places trying to find a fucking wheelchair for her fat ass. And then we tried Walmart, we tried CVS and Walgreens, and each and all of them say, "Oh, the wheelchair's out of stock, the wheelchair's out of stock, the wheelchair's out of stock." Well, anyway, we're going to look around on Monday, which is my day off from Meijer, and it gives me time to look around and try to find out what wheelchair we can find for her. Somebody suggested the Salvation Army and the Goodwill stores, and I was like, well, we could, but the wheelchair has to fit her. Because my mom, being the fat ass that she is, she weighs about 300 pounds, so we need to find something that's bigger than that. I don't think, I'm not for sure who's left all left in the playoffs here. Let me see. Let's see, we got the Nets and Bucks playing at 6:30. That's going to be starting. Then you got, okay, so you got a few teams left. Mavericks against Clippers, that series is tied at 3. And then the Hawks and 76ers, that starts on June 6th, which is tomorrow. Ah, damn. I'll be at work tomorrow anyway, so I won't be able to see any of these two games. And besides, I don't have cable. I cut my cable off the other day. I said I wish I still had it. Actually, it was more my uncle's doing. I said, he cut the cable down because he says we're paying too much. I said, well, for one, we're not paying too much. I said, for one, I need the cable on so I can watch my shit. Let's see, the Cubs have dropped the last two games against San Francisco, so the Cubs, if they want to make up for it, they're going to need to win today and tomorrow. At least try to push for it. I took a little nap when I got home because for some reason, I don't know if it was just something I ate or something I didn't eat, but my stomach was cramping really bad earlier, so I'm like, and it led to me taking a few shits or something like that, so I'm like, well, my stomach's been hurting, and I'm like, well, I'm just going to take a little nap when I get home, so I did. On the Overnight Drive podcast the other day, I got up to episode 60 or 61 for listening, so that's a pretty good improvement for that one. Oh yeah, episode 60. So I get to start with 61, maybe tomorrow or later on today. I don't know how true it is, but somebody I was talking to, one of the cart guys at work, and I said, I usually don't like asking this question because it's kind of a personal question. And I asked the guy, I said, I said, what's the max amount that a cart guy can get? And he said it fluctuates because every year they try to raise the minimum wage. Supposedly, according to him, he told me this earlier. He says, oh, they might be raising the minimum wage, so we might get several more raises in. I said, okay. I said, and he said that we're supposed to be signing some paperwork in the next couple weeks. I'm like, well, I guess we'll find that out when we do. I said, because according to him, he's kind of maxed out on the pay, because he's been working there for 19 years, almost 20. And right now, I said, an education doesn't mean dick, because a lot of people go to college and they still can't find a fucking job that they need in their field, so they end up wherever they end up at. And this cart guy, Jeff, has been at my Meijer for 19 years, and he said that he's been there because it pays every week, it has a 401k, paid vacation, holiday pay, so he says, why walk away from that? And I don't blame him, because I've been at Meijer for over a year now, and it does get kind of stressful. I was reading this yesterday. Biden rejects the latest GOP infrastructure because it basically was a crap offer. He rejected the counteroffer, whatever the counteroffer was that the Republicans had, and he rejected that offer. But he agreed to meet with her again on Monday as talks drag on for at least another week to try and break that impasse on the bipartisan infrastructure deal. So I guess we'll find out what's going to be in this infrastructure next week, if they could ever get it passed at all. Man. I just picked up my 289th subscriber on YouTube, so that's kind of good. It's better than having zero at all, but I said, but I still got a long way to go. And let's see, on my Twitter feed, I just hit 4,546 tweets sent out. That's not that much as Facebook anyway. I've been on Facebook longer. I'm still waiting on my vacation time to be approved. I said, I don't think they haven't approved it yet, but I still got two more weeks. I said I need to know whether it's going to be approved or not. I was actually, I didn't realize this, but the other day I was going through my movie collection and I just noticed I was missing one movie from a movie series that I have, which is Insidious. I got the first two and the fourth one, but I'm missing the third. So now I gotta somehow find the third one and hunt for it. And then after I get the third one, it completes my set that I already have. And then I just got up to season 5 of House. And I got through the first 3 discs. I think there's actually no, the first 4 discs. And I just got to the part where the guy Kuttner, who's on the House, he was one of the doctors on the House show. I just got to the episode where he dies or commits suicide. And there's a reason and why, and it leads up to it, as to why he did that. And then you would have to actually find the show. If you ever get the chance to watch the show, you will find out that basically, what led up to him committing the suicide, and it was because of something that happened to him when he was younger. Some people, basically, they have a lot of shit happen to them when they're younger, and they don't really talk about it. They just hide it in the back of their brain so they don't have to remember it. But it builds up a lot of stuff, like depression and everything, and then they're just going off themselves. Obviously, I had a whole bunch of horrible shit happen to me, but I'm still here. So, but there's that. Yeah, my hours keep fluctuating every week. I had 5 days this week, 4 next week, and then the week after that is back to 5. I said to my hours, and they keep fluctuating, so I never know exactly when my schedule is going to be every week anyway. Like next week, I got Monday, Wednesday, Thursday off, and then next week it's Monday, Saturday, I think. So yeah, there's like 4 days in a row I got to work before I get a day off. I'm like, that's fucking bullcrap. And then I just hit over $2,000 in my 401k, so that's kind of good. And I'm keeping that in there. I'm not like my brother who constantly takes it all out. Let's see what we got here on this one. This is just a short little read, but let's read this. Basically, a GOP leader behind the Arizona election audit touted Trump phone call and a newly released email. GOP State Senate President Karen Fann revealed that the then squatter Donald Trump and called and gave her a phone call to encourage legislators to push for an audit of electoral ballots in Maricopa County, according to newly released emails. The emails, which were then attended by the nonprofit legal watchdog group American Oversight through a Freedom of Information Act request, showed that Trump and Rudy Caludi, the former squatter's personal lawyer at the time, were in frequent contact with the GOP lawmakers. But the records indicated that Fann spoke with Caludi during the weeks after the 2020 presidential election, and with the GOP leader boasting that she had conversed with the former New York City mayor at least 6 times over the past 2 weeks. I have been in numerous conversations with Caludi over the past few weeks trying to get this done. And this is what she wrote in an email on December 28th of 2020. I have the full support of him and a personal call from the squatter Trump thanking us for pushing to prove any fraud, and there wasn't any. But Fann also reached out to Trump's team in late November to ask for any evidence of rampant fraud, which there hasn't been. No suit has been filed, nor was a suit filed to contest the certification process, she wrote. But I also want to get to the bottom of this. it's just going to prove that Trump lost over and over again, so he needs to get the fuck over it. After being criticized by a constituent for supporting an audit, Fan acknowledged that Joe Biden, who's the official president now, had indeed won the presidential election in Arizona. Biden only won 45% of all Arizona voters, but 45% of all Arizona voters thinks that there is a problem with the election system. The audit is able to disprove those theories, or they find ways to improve the system, she wrote in an email last month. But last year, Biden became the first Democratic presidential nominee since Bill Clinton in 1996 to secure Arizona's electoral votes, edging out Trump by 10,457 votes out of nearly 3.4 million that were cast. The Republicans in the state are carrying out a partisan audit of the results of Maricopa County, which for generations was one of the most populous GOP-leaning urban centers in the entire county. Our country, basically. But when Biden won Arizona last year, he carried Maricopa by 50% to a 48% margin. But Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, who announced her bid for governor this week, has repeatedly criticized the audit process and questioned the competency of the legislators who continue to challenge the election result. There's really nothing going on here that gives any confidence that they're going to produce a report that is valid. And this is what she told The Hill earlier this week. They're not going to produce results that are going to be able to be replicated. They don't know what they're doing, and they don't have a fucking clue how long it's going to take them to do this. And she added, right now, our state government is being run by conspiracy theorists who are more focused on political posturing than getting things done, and this needs to fucking change, which is true. Yeah, Trump thinks he's going to be reinstated in August, but that's not going to happen. He obviously heard that from the crack. He obviously has been touting that from the only reason why he thinks he'll be reinstated in August is because the crackhead Mike Lindell said it. And nobody believes, and I don't believe any crackheads anyway. What else do we got here? Let's see what we got. Facebook has basically extended Trump's ban to 2023, which is a good thing, so then we don't have to deal with his lies for 2 years. Of course, the Republicans have a phony argument for the election audits and to why they're doing it. Basically, they just can't accept that that Trump lost. Let's see if the Cubs have done anything yet. Obviously not. Let's see, they're in the top of the second. Nobody's done shit yet for the Cubs game. Yeah, I guess I'll figure that one out in a minute. Eventually down the line, I'm going to get a camera so I can film better videos. Even though I'm doing it on my tripod now, I said it's working pretty well. And it's got a better screen. Basically, my mom kept saying, well, your videos are kind of sideways because I was holding the phone upwards. And the reason why I got my tripod is because my hands kept shaking every damn time I was filming. And my mom says, well, your camera keeps bouncing up and down and all this shit, and it's going to turn a lot of people off from the videos. So I got a tripod, and now my phone just sits in the tripod when I do YouTube videos, and it makes it easier. And I think from what Overnight Drive said, I said they usually do their videos on Thursday, like the podcast. They're not doing it this Thursday. I think they're gonna push it a day ahead, so it's gonna be Wednesday instead of Thursday for this week coming up. So we'll have to get that sorted out. And I can't really believe it, though, but the other day, me and my mom went to Applebee's, not a place I go to very often because they're fucking expensive. I had ordered a small plate of, like, a bourbon, chicken, and shrimp, and my mom had ordered this big fucking slab thing of rib. And between the two of us, we spent about $50 on food just for the two of us to be there. I'm like, fucking goddamn. I was like, $50 for just barely anything on my plate. And so I said eating out almost every couple of weeks. I said it's gotten fucking expensive. See, but for me though, I don't go to Applebee's a whole lot because that's the reason why. It's because they're fucking expensive anyway. But if I had a choice, I would pick maybe Mexican or Chinese food. Those are the two things I can survive off the most. That I could live off the most. And that makes it more thrilling for me, anyway. And then I think I still got a couple more movies to watch. In the movies that I had brought the other day, I think I still got to watch Baby Driver. I think I've seen it once before, and I still have it in my thing to finish watching. And I got four new pairs of jeans yesterday because I need jeans for work. Now I'm waiting on my socks and my underwear so that when I go on vacation, I can have that. And then when I go on vacation in a few weeks' time, once they fucking approve it, then we're going to need to get, like, this off spray for, like, the bugs and everything because we're going to be in a nature preserve and that's where bugs happen to congregate at the most. Then we're going to need some off spray to be able to not have bugs attacking us when we're there. So we'll need that eventually. Let's see what we got here on this. Yep. I'm not gonna do a long podcast today because, like I said, I gotta work tomorrow, 4 to 11. But my stomach's been hurting, so I'm not gonna make it too long today. But when I do finish up House, because there's three more seasons to watch, I said I still gotta finish up Disc 5, and then I gotta do season 6, 7, and 8, and then I'll complete that whole series of that. So it makes up for a pretty interesting series anyway, because you find out diseases that you've never known about, or you might have heard but didn't know what they cause. The Cubs just scored. Let's see what they got. Patrick Wisdom just hit a 2-run homer for right now to give the Cubs the lead 2-0, but obviously the Cubs would need to do more than just that to be able to win. Yesterday, Jake Arrieta, who was pitching for the Cubs, didn't even last too long because he didn't do too well. See, Cole Stewart, he's already pushing 30 pitches already. It's not even second inning. Shit. But Patrick Wisdom hits his 5th home run of the year, and he's got 2 RBIs in 6th and 7th of the year. So even 5 home runs for a guy that hasn't really played much in his career is actually pretty good. Let's see what the Phillies did here. Let's see, the Phillies won 5-2. The Washington Nationals got a run up of something else, but they only have them listed down as getting 1 run. So I gotta see. I gotta figure out how exactly they got their other run. Let's see, they got one run up of a Josh Bell solo homer. That's only the 24th RBI of the year for him. And then Joe Ross took the loss 4. I think that's his name, Joe Ross. Yeah, Joe Ross took the loss 6 of the year. And then McGowan struck out 1 after coming in to relieve Ross. This guy, Sam Clay, didn't strike out anybody. But then you have Kyle Finnegan struck out 2 in the 1 inning. Let's see what the Phillies did here. Let's see, you had a home run by McCutchen. It was a 3-run shot. And then you had an RBI by Harper and an RBI by Hoskins. And Harper still is fifth base of the year. But you had S. Howard start the game. Spencer Howard. He only lasted 2 innings, struck out 2. And then you had Suarez come in, strike out 3. And then Archie Bradley struck out... I think it's Archie Bradley. Yeah, Archie Bradley struck out 1. And then... Sam Coonrod struck out none. And then Alvarado struck out 1. And then Brogdon struck out 2. And then the Indians just beat the Orioles 10-4. Sabali took the win, and Means took the loss. But like I said, the Cubs are going to need to be able to win this one if they want to try to. But like I said, I'm going to go, and then I'll leave you guys to it for next. And then I might post a little bit longer podcast next week when I'm feeling a little bit better. But I hope you guys enjoyed it, and bye.